Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. Have a great Friday, you mother fathers. I love a three-day weekend. I don't know why. It's not that much better than a regular weekend, but it's, you know, something about the morning.
Yeah, it's a whole third better. Yeah, it's better. Mm. It's way better.
It's nice, yeah. I like it.
It's a whole extra day.
Yeah, it is. Normally, I just can't wait to get back on the air on Monday, and I guess I'll...
Well, I can't either, but I do think that once Sunday comes around, you're already fretting the work day.
Yes.
You're already going, okay, well, I got to change the sheets, I got to do this, I got to do that, and then it's bedtime. Yeah. So, yes, I think the third day, this Monday,
is the magic
Martin Luther day. King Jr.'s, is it his birthday, or why do we, I know why we commemorate him, but why that day?
I actually think he, is it the same day every year, or is it like the second Monday? So it commemorates his birthday, but I think
his birthday's on the 17th.
Okay.
Oh, it is this year, exactly on his birthday.
Yeah.
Because they don't do it midweek. It's usually a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by our Facebook page. It's awesome. Big poll done, and everyone said, oh, it's the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. That is the one. Bookmark it, guys. Follow it, and you'll find all, if we talk about a movie or a video, or we always throw the trailer up there, or, you know, there'll be a link to some important information that you might need. All the videos and stories we've reported, and sometimes we even do live happy hours. I do not believe that's happening today, what with the 21st birthday celebration.
Oh, yeah. Big deal.
It is a big deal. It is. At our house, it is, anyway. Shawnee, happy birthday, honey. He's a good kid. We're going to start with Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Thank you, Snoop Dogg. Ben Affleck. I feel like we were just talking about this because Snoop Dogg said his name funny.
That's possible.
I feel like the Affleck insurance company thing came up recently. He did an interview for Wired Online magazine.
Affleck.
With a woman named Lily Rabe, and she's an actress. I think you'd recognize her. She's been in a ton of stuff. She's in like American Horror Story. I don't know that she's been in every season of that. And she's actually, she's like Jill Clayburgh's daughter, I think. But she's recognizable. Like, I think you'd recognize her if you saw her, Lily Rabe.
Okay,
so the
so
two
Ben
of them,
and Lily, right?
They're facing each other and they're both stars. And so they're interviewing each other. Maybe they have a project together. Oh, there she is. Maybe they have some kind of project together, and that's why. And one of the things that comes up is the whole Affleck thing. Do you want to just roll the tape? Or
sure.
Do you want, okay, here we go.
Does Ben Affleck own
Affleck Insurance? This is my cross to bear. Imagine you have a very unusual kind of slightly unappealing sounding name. Now imagine that somehow there's a huge insurance company that also has that name. And now imagine that their creative choice is to hire a duck to shriek your last name in as loud and obnoxious a way as humanly possible for the duration of the television commercial, and then imagine what it's like when you're on an airplane and the hammered lady behind you recognizes you and thinks she's going to do her best Gilbert Gottfried for 6 hours on the way to New York. Thank you, Affleck. I don't own it, but I deserve it. I would like a discount.
Oh, Gilbert got fired over a tweet.
Yep.
How many years how many years ago did that happen, and how much money has he lost not yelling that name in the
did
last
he? I think was it was a like, joke about Japan and it was about an yes. earthquake thing, so that yep. was like 2011, I think.
And they just found another voice to a guy to yell it, but it's still the same.
Although that seems way too long ago.
It's been a long time.
It has, but has it been over a decade?
It was one of those early stories where we were seeing people throw away their careers by tweeting. It was one of the earliest ones.
Well, and I will tell you this. You and I knew early on. There were a few things that happened on Twitter early on, and I went, I'm not getting on.
Staying away from there.
That seems like trouble. That seems like if I'm drunk and tweet something, it's over. Because that's what, or people just immediately respond to something just based on the thread that's on their Twitter without having done any, hey, that's interesting, let me look into that. No, they just respond, and then sometimes it's those offhanded remarks that wind up getting them in hot water. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sticking with, here's another picture of me smiling with a different background.
Yeah.
Post
it. No, no yapping. None of that.
I don't want no trouble.
Although
yeah,
I think
2011, sir. March of
2011. Yeah, nailed it. Good for you.
Well, I thought it was about the Japan earthquake, and I knew we'd gone to Japan the year after that, and that's the only reason I knew.
Oh.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
And apparently Affleck does 75% of their business with Japan or in Japan.
Yeah, that was they had a very specific reason for being upset about it.
Ah. Boy, you just screwed the whole thing up, Gilbert. Right. But it was funny. Affleck. Yeah. It is kind of I never really put those two things, the Affleck and Affleck thing, together. But that would be incredibly annoying to be a famous person with that last name.
We'll have to ask Casey Affleck about it.
Well, it's funny when you hear him telling his little story. My first reaction as he's building his story up is, oh, boo-hoo, Ben Affleck. Get out of here. But then he says it. You're on a plane and a hammered chick behind you won't stop yelling it.
For 6 hours every now and then you
hear,
Affleck.
That's a problem. Affleck! Right. That is a problem. Absolutely.
Anyway, that's what Ben Affleck's going through. Poor guy.
Actually, what he's going through is his wife and his ex-wife both hate him right now.
But he's also,
I thought he's with J-Lo.
J-Lo.
That's what I'm thinking of. Oh, they're not married. Okay, his wife and his new girlfriend both hate him right now.
Why does
that interview
J-Lo hate him right now?
I saw a thing that she put out that said, I am not okay with what he said about his wife.
Oh, that does sound familiar. I can't remember.
You guys don't remember that? I think you reported it.
It's possible she reported it.
Once I report something, I just let it go.
And I feel like maybe she thought she had to speak out on that. Like, God, now by association, I'm with this guy who says he drank because his wife made him feel like he was a loser or whatever
that's
he said.
Right.
What did he say?
Something along those lines.
I felt trapped. I started drinking because I felt trapped or something like that.
And there's Jennifer Garner going, you could have left any time. The drinking was your problem.
Right. Mm. Nice try, punk. Yeah.
Kanye's in the news today.
Oh, good.
Baby, I'm awesome. That's actually not why you're in the news today. No one's going to argue that with you, though. You feel like a guy can't win an argument against. I mean, you're just going to tell me you're a genius and that I don't know. So Kanye is dating this chick, Julia Fox. Now, Julia Fox, good on her. She knows he's still into Kim. I'm sure she reads TMZ like the rest of us. I didn't know her name. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have told you what movie she was in. She doesn't look remotely familiar to me.
She's pretty, though.
Sure, yeah. She's a good-looking lady. But hooking up with Kanye, that will put you on the map, especially when you don't dodge the paparazzi. Mm. So they're walking out of a place called Delilah. And there she is wearing barely any clothes. She's got a cut-off leather. It just comes to just below her boobs. You think leather outfit, I think.
Oh, are those leather jogging pants?
A hot-ass tummy, isn't it?
Yes,
it
is, yeah. They are leather jogging pants and
a
leather.
Oh, they're making out for the pictures. Look at them go.
Well, they're saying goodbye.
Oh, jeez.
And there are 1,000 photographers around them, but she is just so happy to have attention paid to her.
Well.
Thus, I mean, she actually has...
Is that a tattoo hanging down her back?
And you know what it looks like? It looks like the sides of a violin or a cello.
That's right.
What are those things called? The F-holes. F-holes. I think they are called F-holes.
They are called F-holes,
because they look like little Fs, I guess. I don't know. But so she's got those on her back and really nothing covering them. The pants couldn't be lower and the shirt couldn't be higher. And it's a long sleeve shirt, too, which is strange. Anyway.
She's running back in from her date. Remember that feeling? Well, you didn't really date that much. But after a good date, and you kiss and you're headed back to your car and you're like, man, I sure do want to bone that chick. Or in her case, she would, probably
I really want
to get that Kanye.
Or I just really want to stay in Kanye's good graces as long as possible because his paparazzi attention is amazing. Mm-hmm. Normally, when I would walk down the streets in L.A. in this outfit, no one even gave me a second glance. But now, passion forward.
I don't know this lady, so I don't know if she's done 10 movies, but I actually can hear her in her thoughts. I've done 10 movies, and I'm more famous for spending a dinner with Kanye.
Right.
Great.
Right.
Uh-huh. Super.
A dinner.
Finally, at least I get what I've been after.
Yeah.
And I'm sure her agent's like, you hold on or you ride that guy as long as you can.
Literally and figuratively.
Yep.
She could have just said,
do
bye from
all
the
stuff. Oh, yeah.
I'll see you later.
She didn't have to walk him out. She walks him out through the phalanx of reporters and photographers. So the thing is, he got mad. He's being investigated now for allegedly punching a guy outside a club called the Soho Warehouse in L.A. early yesterday morning. So this is after this video. I think he's saying goodbye. I don't think Julia was with him. That's a different club that he was at with her. And she was all like, yeah, off you go into the night. And she went back into the club. I don't actually know what pissed him off, but he's yelling at this guy. And we also don't see the punch. Is that correct in this
that's
video?
Correct. There are two videos where he's screaming. In one of them is a parking lot. The other one is a street, it looks like. But then let me see if I can find the video where the guy ends up on the floor. So you don't see what happens to
the
guy?
You don't see the punch, but he's clearly pissed off enough. That's always it's always the wrong choice to punch someone out. So he was enraged. Somebody yelled something at him. And... They are off camera. Oh, there's a guy laying on the ground. Mm-hmm. And he's yelling, did y'all say that or not? Did y'all say that or not? Because that's what happened right effing now. Is there any audio worth playing? Or
not really. It's very difficult to hear anyway. It's kind of muffled and the person's hiding their camera.
Yeah.
And there are some cuss words too. So.
Yes. He's put it this way. He's very angry and he apparently slugged a guy, which is just, that's not going to bring Kim back.
No, and I don't want to defend the guy, but I do think you saw the cameras that follow this guy. I'm sure 99% of the time, even when they're baiting or goading him, he's just keeps walking. But someone cracked the code.
I want to know what they yelled.
I don't know.
Something about Kim.
I don't know what would get him. I don't know. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's plenty of time. We see just via text or even via email or whatever, we'll get, a million nice things. The one person who pushes your button, though, you'll hold on to that for a month.
Right.
I mean, not
that is so true.
Month,
you grind on it. for the rest of your life sometimes, you know? Yeah, well, you know, keep your cool, I guess is the...
I guess it was a fan who just wanted his autograph.
Oh, that's not a good reason. And that's the last... I would think that would be top of the list of things you could just either do or walk away from.
Right. According to page six, this fan asked for his autograph twice. And I guess...
Oh, my God, twice? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, they were harassing him.
Well, the clip looks like he was already out before they started rolling. They're like, oh, no, we better get this on camera. It's not like they came up with a camera trying to
set him up.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Anyway, that's how Kanye's night went last night. There's an L.A. house. It was made famous in the film A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
The 1984 version of that movie. It just sold for about $3 million. And it's a, you know, cute little house. It actually doesn't look like an L.A. house at all. It's sort of like a two-story, kind of looks like a New England-y house. Doesn't look huge. $3 million. $2.8 million, I think, is what it sold for. Green roof. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
Is it actually on Elm Street?
No.
Oh, boy.
It's not.
That's too bad.
The reason I wanted to mention this, I'm a huge Bo Burnham fan.
Who?
Bo Burnham. I've talked about him to you a couple times, but he was a kid on YouTube with his comedy. He would like put his comedy shows on YouTube when he was really young. He writes these funny songs. He's very dirty. He did that song, White Woman's Instagram. Remember I played you that song a little while ago?
That was funny.
So that was from his special, which was called Inside. And it was, he did it, the whole thing during the pandemic from inside this little tiny house. And it turns out that little tiny house is the guest house of this house that was the Nightmare on Elm Street house.
Oh.
So if you just bought this house, you also got the place where Bo Burnham did this special, which is, it's very compelling. He's got mental health problems anyway. He acknowledges them. He even quit performing for a long time because he was freaking out. But he's incredibly talented, and he's just alone in this house and makes this whole weird, crazy special. Vinny, I think you'd get a kick out of this guy, which is something my mother would say. Oh, you'll get a kick out of him. Bo Burnham inside. Just randomly, as I'm reading about this house, because I read everything about real estate, I'm like, oh my God, the guest house that Bo Burnham did the thing in. Oh.
I have a very conflicted opinion with you, or relationship with YouTube. Very conflicted. So while I bet that guy is talented, and there are plenty of wild talents on YouTube, and I also find in real crunch time, YouTube can help with your kids. Like, just look at this for, and they quiet down and they're entertained, wholly entertained, and yet then trying to pull them off it is another thing.
It's just trying to get someone to quit smoking every day.
Right.
I think it's a Netflix special, the inside one. So if, you know, maybe I'll shoot you a text if I think of it later.
Okay.
But I think you'd really like it. And he's just wildly inappropriate and fantastic. I'm out of time. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, a lot of stuff, including flights to China have been canceled. I've got some science news and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.